Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here, and we're thrilled to have Martina O'Brien in from WW, formerly Weight Watchers, and Tara Duggan, our head of news here in Classic Hits. Now, you might remember a few weeks ago, we kind of came up with a bit of a challenge for Tara. Well, Tara, as you say yourself, you were quite happy to volunteer to do this and go on a bit of a weight loss journey, as they call it. So we're a few weeks in, and it's time to catch up and find out how you've been getting on. So will we go to Martina first? Martina, has she been turning up? First of all,
absolutely, and that's the key to it, you see, is turning up every week, whether you've had a great week or a not so great week. So it's just checking in and see how we're getting on. So absolutely, she's such a diligent member.
Great student. Great. Yeah. Thanks. Okay, now Tara, how have you been finding it? And most importantly, what is the weight loss to date?
The weight loss to date has been amazingly encouraging. And to be honest, I'm not saying there's no effort involved, but there's really, it's not hard. It's not difficult. As you said, I was a very willing guinea pig. And so I'm really embracing it. And I'm liking making the changes because I know I feel better. And it's nice to take care of me, actually, because so much of life can be put down to being hectic. And I'm actually making an effort to take care of me. Yeah. And the weight loss has really been great.
Well, I'm thrilled because in the morning when I come in, Tara is generally in the office there. We have a fab little omelette maker, plug-in job. I think I got an Aldi for 15 quid or something. It was great. And you can make your omelettes and go in and read the news. And by the time you come out, the omelette is ready.
Yeah. It's brilliant. And I mean, I might do maybe some turkey rashers in it, or I might have some chicken breast in it, and just whip up two eggs with my turkey breast and with my cherry tomatoes, pop it into the omelette maker, go in, read the news at 9 o'clock and come out and I have my breakfast ready for me.
And that's a zero breakfast for, apart from your turkey medallions, but you took the chicken in, your mushrooms, your onions, whatever it is. It's absolutely fabulous. So filling. And you're done.
And I think that's what I've enjoyed most about this, is that so much, if you just a little bit of planning and only a little bit of planning, you can actually have so many foods that are zero. So that then that allows you room for a little bit of indulgence, whether that be a dessert or a glass of wine or, you know, a takeaway or whatever it is. If you work around it and if you try to stick, which I've been doing, to 0 point foods for as much of my day as possible, well then, you know, you get your reward for it and it does not feel like a hardship at all. I'm actually delighted to share the weight loss, to be honest, because the numbers are good. They're really encouraging.
Okay, Martina.
The truth behind that is that I lost more, but then it was my birthday last weekend, so I clawed a little bit of that back. So in actual fact, it was so encouraging to see it, and I loved going to the classes every week because you get that validation. You know, you can see, well, I mean, I can feel the results in my body. I can see that I'm starting to see the results in my body already, but to actually see those numbers come down on the scales every week. And I would not have thought I would have been the type of person. I've never gone to any sort of a class before, but I'm completely sold on that element of it now because it keeps me in check and I get that validation. Or if, like yesterday's weigh-in, the numbers had gone up a little bit, the encouragement that it's fine, that's okay, that's normal, we move forward.
Yeah, you had a little bit of a blip, didn't you? Because you had been out and you knew you were expecting it.
I was.
Because you weren't on plan.
No, I wasn't. I mean, I tried as best as I could to stick, but it was my birthday and I wasn't going, you know, I was going to treat myself over my birthday. Of course I was. Maybe did a little bit too much treating, but that just spurs me on again for this week.
It's brilliant. Now, Martina, you mentioned how, you know, it's blips like that we all experience, but it was Tara's birthday.
Yeah.
So that's something that we all experience. Do you find that a lot in class, and how can we get around things like that?
Oh, okay. So things like that happen. It's life. It's going to happen a lot of the time. Okay. What we need to do is put a really good bad day, or what you think is a bad day, behind you. Get up the next morning, have a really great breakfast, but make sure your stuff is in the fridge. Make sure you have your stuff in stock so that you can start right back on it. And it's not that difficult because you're eating really good food that the whole family will enjoy. So if you're out for a night out, you've enjoyed the company, you've enjoyed your meal, you've planned beforehand, and you get into the habit of that. And that's the whole thing, is about habit changing, is that you've planned the day up to it, and even around it you've made healthier choices even on your night out.
Yeah, and just picking up on 2 points Martina made there. Firstly, obviously I'm feeding 3 children every evening. They've been eating what I've been eating. They haven't noticed, they haven't commented. So just to say that, you know, from the point of view, because I was a bit nervous, okay, if I'm going to be eating this, the kids are going to be given out going, that's not the way it normally tastes, or we don't don't like this. They haven't noticed at all. Secondly, just on the retraining habits, I would have had, because I work early mornings and, you know, my evenings, you don't feel very inclined to go out in the evening time and go for a walk or anything like that. But I would have, to reward myself, maybe had a glass of wine with my dinner and possibly had a second one. One simple habit, which is now I'm drinking sparkling water in a wine glass. I'm really loving it. I'm not missing the previous habit that I had. And it's made a huge difference to me from an energy perspective. And it's also made a huge difference on the scales.
What you're doing now is you're making educated choices. You're swapping out your treats for your fruit. You're actually maybe swapping out your beef for chicken and fish. It's literally stuff like that is making a huge difference. And it'll make a huge difference to your weight loss, but also to your, you know, to your mindset and your life entirely.
Can I just say on the mince and the beef and that, a friend of mine was trying to lose weight and realised she was using the 20% fat mince. And I mean, there's so many options out there. You need to be going for the less than 5% fat mince.
The less than 5%, and it's readily available everywhere, and supermarkets sometimes have an offer on it. But even if you swap out that for your chicken breast mince, which is zero, you can have a 0 point meal if you do a bolognese with your passata and your chopped vegetables and your herbs and your spices. It's just so easy. All you're counting is your pasta.
You also said there about, you know, the blips that people have with birthdays and that, and something that I've definitely done in the past. You skip a week then. You go, I'm going to give myself a week off class to catch up. Yeah. Martina's familiar with this one, aren't you?
I did it myself for so many times. I was that yo-yo one. But you know what? What your workshop does for you is it brings you back. It refocuses you. It's okay, because what you have to do is your overall. You put it behind you. I'm a great believer of no regrets. You've done it. Let's not look back. What you're doing is looking forward. We're into spring now. We're looking forward to our summer. We're looking forward to this confirmations going on. There's communions going on. The summer holidays being booked. So what you have to do is visualize it in 4 to 6 months' time. Not next week or not even the week after, but forward.
Because I think when you skip a week to try and catch up, to give yourself an extra few days, you end up in a worse position.
You absolutely do, because then you say, oh, it's next week. And then you'll start rewarding yourself.
I've loads of time to get.
And do you know what? The week turns into 2 weeks, and next thing you're back to square one.
Okay, well, listen, Tara, we're delighted with your progress so far. And every time she goes for weigh-in, she sends me a WhatsApp. You won't believe what I lost today. You did text me during the week saying I had a little tiny, tiny gain after the birthday celebrations. And as I said to you, look, it's one meal out of 21 meals in a week.
Yeah, and that's great advice that I've actually kept in my head occasionally. The blip's not going to set me back. It was my birthday. It wasn't a normal week. So, you know, I'm allowed. I'm going to take the hit. That's fine. I carry on, move forward.
And where can we get all the details of Weight Watchers, or should I say
www.ww.ie. And Tara attends Clon Griffin class 5:30 on Wednesday. So we have classes all over Sutton, Raheny, Coolock, and in town and all over the city as well.
Yeah.
So
and all over the country, in fact.
All over the country, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so there you have it. Some inspiration for your Saturday morning. Well done, Tara. We're very proud of you.
Thanks, Trina.
Keep going. And thanks, Martina, for dropping in again. We'll catch up with you in another few weeks. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.